His Shikhan stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Sharon Selectman Dale Jones, quoting now, "I'm livid," has quit the GOP following the insurrection in Washington, D.C., and a story by Ruth Epstein in this morning's Republican American expressing deep disgust with the current national administration. Selectman Dale Jones has quit the Republican Party, is now an unaffiliated voter. Jones, who served on the local board of selectmen now for 7 years, said in a news release yesterday he has cringed over the last 4 years as Donald Trump has trashed the office, the Constitution, and democracy in general. Quote, "I'm now livid. It's beyond disgusting to me that Trump was willing to prompt insurrection to change the election in his favor because of his infantile malignant ego can't accept the loss," end quote. Jones also pointed to certain members of the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate for what he says as their hypocritical behavior. Jones, 59, who is a broadcaster at radio station WZBG and started here at WKZE in Sharon many years ago, was quick to note that in making the decision, he's not maligning Republicans in Sharon or the surrounding town. He said he's pleased to serve among those, quote, honorable, dedicated people, end quote. He'll continue to serve as selectman alongside First Selectman Brent Colley, a Republican, and Selectman Casey Flanagan, a Democrat, with minority representation still intact. Meanwhile, Connecticut senators have called for the removal of President Trump following that riot. The two senators say safety concerns should create a sense of urgency for their Republican colleagues. Both Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal say the president remains a danger to the democracy, with Murphy even saying he doesn't think last Wednesday will not be the last attempt to disrupt our government. The Dover Union Free School District is calling on community members to participate in a search for a new superintendent. The district began its search to replace soon-to-be-retired Superintendent Mike Tierney in October. A meeting is planned in which community members can meet the top four candidates to listen to presentations and give feedback. After that meeting, the board will review feedback and begin the process of choosing the best candidate. Tierney said he'll stay with the district until the end of June. He has served 11 years as superintendent, 33 more as a teacher, coach, principal, and assistant superintendent. He made his decision to leave the position in May. In Great Barrington, a dream will likely come true for Randy Weinstein and anybody who wants to see the legacy of W.E.B. Du Bois exalted in Great Barrington. Weinstein will present a proclamation to the town select board that would establish February 23rd, Du Bois' birthday, as W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Day. He said he's spoken to board members, all of whom are gung-ho. Based on his research, Weinstein thinks Great Barrington might be the only municipality in the U.S. to do this. Quote, "I've been on this quest for over 20 years now," end quote. Weinstein is the founder and director of the Du Bois Center in South Main Street, as well as co-chairperson of the town's W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Committee. We have a breakdown of the vaccine rollout in Connecticut. As of Monday, state officials said a total of 141,000 doses had been administered. Connecticut is fifth nationally in the percent of population vaccinated. The first mass vaccination site will be at Rentschler Field, with more to come, according to state officials. In Phase 1A, it's already underway, with most of the phase being completed, according to Governor Ned Lamont. Phase 1B is looking to enter that sometime in this month. The state is expecting to vaccinate around 800,000 people during that phase. Lamont said advanced registration will open for people who are 75 years and older on January 19th. Phase 1B appointments will begin for people 75 years and up. In addition to an online appointment system, there'll be a telephone appointment system for people who don't have computer access. Dutchess County this week plans to open three initial COVID-19 vaccine distribution sites. Appointments at the sites are already booked, but more slots could open up in the coming days and weeks. Locations add to a list of places at which qualified recipients can receive doses of the vaccine, which include local hospitals and state-run locations in surrounding counties. Three countywide sites will be open from 10 to 4 by appointment only. Opening up on Wednesday, Dutchess County Behavioral and Community Health in Poughkeepsie. Opening on Friday, the former JCPenney at the Poughkeepsie Galleria. And opening this Saturday, the Dover Middle School and High School on Route 22 in Dover Plains. The number of active virus cases in Dutchess County is at an all-time high, according to most recent totals available yesterday, after increasing by 29% in 3 days. January is on pace to become the most deadly month the county has faced since the pandemic began. State capitals throughout the nation are beefing up security. Amid new safety concerns, SWAT teams and extra police officers and several legislatures convened amid heightened safety concerns following the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Hours after the protections began, the FBI issued bulletins warning for plans for armed protests in all 50 state capitals and in Washington ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. Some meetings coming up in our region today. In Sheffield, the Board of Health has their virtual meeting. That's at 2 o'clock. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting scheduled for 3 o'clock. In Cornwall, at 4 o'clock, the Wastewater Committee at 4 o'clock. Cornwall reads Great Fiction, Roxana Robinson and Anna Karenina. And then at 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting. In Kent, the Sewer Commission has their regular meeting at 4, Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 6:30, Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Salisbury at 5 p.m., the ZBA meets, and then at 7:30, Salisbury Recreation Commission. In Hillsdale, the Town Board has their regular meeting set at 7 p.m. It's via Zoom. On Wednesday in Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting scheduled for 5:30. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Fire Commission on Wednesday. Falls Village, the Board of Finance regular meeting at 7 p.m. It's via Zoom. That is happening on Wednesday as well. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has their next meeting via Zoom on Wednesday at 7 p.m. A public hearing will be held by the Town of Pine Plains Planning Board on Wednesday at 7:30 for the purpose of hearing all persons for or against a special use permit for a major home occupation submitted by Willow Roots for property located at 23 North Main Street. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has a public hearing coming up on Wednesday via Zoom at 7:40 or as soon as thereafter when the Planning Board meets for a possible application of Peter W. Clare for a lot line adjustment to a tax parcel. The parcel is located on Route 22 in Millerton, New York. The application is open for inspection via email. To request a copy, NEPB at townofnortheastny.gov or call 518-789-3300, extension 608. The Town of Amenia is now requesting sealed proposals from qualified firms to reform engineering services for the Town of Amenia Route 44 sidewalk expansion to Beekman Park. For more information about the Town of Amenia, please visit the town's website at ameniany.gov. Proposers must submit one original plus five copies plus one digital copy on CD, DVD, or USB drive as a single PDF document. Proposals must be received no later than Thursday the 14th and addressed to the attention of Dawn Marie Klinger, Town Clerk, Route 22, Amenia, New York, 12501. On Thursday, Cornwall at 10:30, the Conservation Commission has a meeting. Also Thursday, the Sharon Sewer and Water Commission meeting at 7 p.m. In Salisbury on Thursday, Board of Finance has their quarterly meeting beginning at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, in Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a regular meeting set for Thursday at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and you'll find them also on Instagram, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,008.69, the NASDAQ at 13,036.43, and the S&P 500 at 3799.61. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.